We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Miranda.
Do not worry.
Do not worry.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my people. For
I am
who I am. I am the Lord,
of creation,
the light in the darkness,
the giver of life.
I am the Alpha
and the Omega.
I am your God. Do not worry.
Do not worry.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my people. For
the story of Moses?
Yeah.
God protected him from certain death as a baby.
He led the Israelites out of Egypt.
He went up on the mountain and God gave him the Ten Commandments.
But Moses died before the Israelites crossed into the Promised Land.
Well, today we're going to pick up the story of the man who God chose to replace Moses.
His name was Joshua.
He would lead the Israelites into battle and then into the Promised Land.
They would face a lot of trouble along the way. But God would be with them.
And we can read the story in the book of Joshua, starting with the first chapter.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them.
I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses.
No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I'll never leave you or forsake you.
Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I promised to give them.
Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you.
Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
Then you will be prosperous and successful.
The people trusted God's new leader.
They said, just as we fully obeyed Moses, we will obey you.
Can you hear him calling you?
Can you hear him calling you?
Trust him and obey. Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust Him and obey.
Trust Him and obey.
And walk with Him. Talk with Him. Pray to Him. And say to Him, I will love you. I will
trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And he will make your pathway straight.
And he will make your pathway straight.
Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And walk with him. Talk with him.
Pray.
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust him and obey.
Joshua was in charge of God's people.
He sent two spies to check out the city of Jericho. And God used a most unlikely woman named Rahab.
He called this woman who had lived a very sinful life and saved her from certain death.
Here is her story.
It is found in the second chapter of Joshua.
Joshua secretly sent two spies to Jericho.
They went and entered the house of a sinful woman named Rahab and stayed there.
The king of Jericho was told, "Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land."
So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, "Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land."
But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them.
She said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from."
At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left.
"I don't know which way they went."
"Go after them quickly.
You may catch up with them." But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof.
Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear.
We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea when you came out of Egypt."
"When we heard, everyone was afraid, for the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below."
"Now then, please swear to me, by the Lord, that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you."
"Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death."
"Our lives for your lives," the men assured her.
"If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land."
So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall.
Now she had said to them, "Go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way."
The men told her to tie a scarlet cord in her window and to bring all of her family to stay inside the house when the army arrived. And they told her not to tell anyone about her plans. She agreed. Then they returned to Joshua and said, "The Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us." What do you think would have happened had Rahab not helped the spies?
The spies would have died.
Mm-hmm.
The people might have found them and they might have made them tell them where all the other people are.
Okay. Not only were their lives in danger, but maybe that the Israelites' lives were in danger.
They might have gotten caught.
Okay. Tell me about Rahab a little bit. Was she a Jew living in Jericho? Was she a Jew?
No.
No. Did she follow God's laws?
No.
No. She did not follow God's laws. But why do you think that the Lord spared her, chose her, and saved her family? Anyone have an idea? Miranda?
because she helped them escape from the people who were trying to catch them.
Okay, so she helped them. But why do you think she helped them, Caroline?
Well, maybe, like, God chose her because, like, when we look, like, back at the stories now, like, we can realize that, like, God could use anybody.
Okay, so it's really a good lesson to us that God used this woman who was really doing terrible things, and he used her in a very mighty way. But did Rahab change from the woman she was before the spies came and before God used her? Did Rahab change?
Yeah.
She certainly did. And matter of fact, when we read the family genealogy of Jesus in the book of Matthew, we can read Rahab's name. So God used this woman who was not a Jew and not a very good person. He used this woman to save his people, and he gave her new life.
Just like Jesus gives us new life.
When we believe that he died for us,
that he takes away our sins,
he gives us
new life.
I have something to share with you about a gift that's true. Is there ever anyone who opens up their heart to Jesus? I read about it in God's Word. The greatest story that I ever heard. It's new life. It's new life.
Father, you amaze us.
You call sinners like Rahab to help save your people.
We know that we are not acceptable to do your work either, but you still use us.
We want to obey you, Lord.
We want you to change us like you changed Rahab.
We want to serve you and be obedient to your plans.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Next time, we will see what happened to Rahab and her family as the Israelites surround the city of Jericho.
Take some time this week to think about the ways that God can use you and change you.
And remember,
God will never leave us.
He will always be with us.
Be strong and courageous. See you next time.
If you would like to contact us, call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Or write to us at Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
Or visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
We would love to talk with you about our ministry and our music.